For a writer, cats are just the best thing in the world because they leave you alone. They're not in your face. They're not asking to be walked every 30 minutes, but they're fascinating. They're animals. They're alive. They're brilliant. They're beautiful. They come from a whole other world. Why do I love animals so much, and what have I learned from my cats? Well, it's one of those things that's hard to explain why I love animals so much, but as a child, humans, particularly my parents, it seemed kind of artificial. Like their whole world was based on these sort of social conventions that didn't seem very real to me. And I'm talking about I'm 7, 8 years old. It seems fake, right? I couldn't trust what anybody was saying. I didn't believe what they were saying was real because I got the sense early on in my life that people wear masks. But animals, they are real. There's no mask there. So I had a dog when I was very young called Buddy. I love that dog so much. I can't tell you. He was real. He was nothing fake. There was no like pretense. He didn't wear a mask. He didn't pretend to be anything but Buddy. And then I remember I was lying on the floor when he was maybe about 10 years old. And I could sense that he was dying and nobody knew that. And I was so upset and I was so distraught and I was feeling his body. And I had this connection to him so deep that I knew that something was very wrong. And he did end up dying shortly thereafter. Then I had a dog, a golden retriever that I received for my 13th birthday. And once again, I love that dog. He was huge. He would sleep on my bed. And at night when it was hot, he'd be panting and it was like, the whole bed would be vibrating. The physicality of that animal, just hugging him, just having him around, just his presence. I just loved animals for their realness, their naturalness. And then I transferred my affection to cats. I had a series of girlfriends. It's usually women that introduce cats to men. That's usually how it works, right? And that's what happened with me. I had a girlfriend who had a cat, and I go, wow, I loved animals anyway. I love all animals because I love their naturalness. But cats are unique. They're so strange. They're so mysterious. They're so aloof, and you never quite know what's going on with them. And you can just watch them. They're fascinating to watch. A dog is in your face. He's licking you. He's all over you. You can't. There's no distance. A cat, they might be affectionate, but they're over there in the corner. They're kind of minding their own business. They're not that interested in you. And they're looking out the window at birds and whatever, and you're going, it draws your attention. You want to know them. For a writer, cats are just the best thing in the world because they leave you alone. They're not in your face. They're not asking to be walked every 30 minutes, but they're fascinating. They're animals. They're alive. They're brilliant. They're beautiful. They come from a whole other world. You can see that world. They're from ancient Egypt, and you can relive that experience. So I love entering their worlds. And what my cat has taught me is, first of all, their incredible degree of focus. Cats aren't like distracted, but when they see a bird or they see a mouse or they see something they want to kill, because 90% of cat emotions are about killing, I'm afraid. They seem so cute and tender, but they are killing machines. We had a cat, Brutus, who was killing too many birds, I'm afraid, but he also killed mice, and he occasionally killed a giant rat, like in our apartment, and bring it in our house and bring it in onto our bed. They are so focused. They're so quiet. They're so still, and they pounce on something. And that kind of stillness and that kind of focus just seems very interesting. And then when it comes to the art of seduction, I learned a lot from cats because they seduce you by their aloofness, by their coldness. And they're not really that cold. It's a cliche, but by their aloofness. You want to go after them. You want to go pick them up and you want to hug them and you want them to be with you. But no, they want to be themselves. They want to be off doing their own thing. It just makes you love them even more. It makes you go after them even more. It makes you grab them all the time. They're seducers. They're master seducers. So my cat Brutus, God rest his soul, lived to 19. He aspired the art of seduction by that very behavior. So that's sort of the two things I learned most from my cats.